In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, the 13th of June. Good as always to have you with us, everybody, although one does wish it were under different circumstances. While police and others in Orlando unpack the events of early Sunday morning, a few thoughts about the business of guns in this country, the transactions in which money is exchanged for firearms. Transactions that, it has to be noted, the FBI says were completely legal in the Orlando shooting. Shannon Pettypiece covers the gun industry for Bloomberg News. Shannon, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
This is, in no small measure, a story about what consumers can do when they go to the store and plunk down their money, right?
Right. Exactly. I mean, guns are an item that's sold in big retailers, like everything from camo pants to, camping equipment in a lot of stores.
And so what have retailers been doing in the past? I mean, it's been, 4 or 5 years now since Sandy Hook. How do the folks like Walmarts and sporting goods stores react?
We've actually seen very little reaction from the retailers. Walmart, which is the biggest seller of guns in America, they came out last year and said that they were going to stop selling the AR-15 and similar military-style rifles that have been used in a number of these mass shootings. But Walmart said that that decision was purely business-based. It had nothing to do with political outcry about guns or any of these mass shootings. They said the guns just weren't selling that well, and they were taking up valuable real estate on the store shelf space that they could put to better use elsewhere. After Sandy Hook, Dick's Sporting Goods stopped selling these military-style rifles. Now, retailers have taken other steps to try and improve standards around gun sales. Walmart has strengthened some of the areas around its background checks. They record every gun purchase and lock up their ammo voluntarily, but not, again, in response to any of these mass shootings of late.
They are also, these retailers, dealing, as are consumers, I guess, with a raft of state laws, right? Because while there has been, generally speaking, federal inaction, it's been left to the states to regulate weapons purchases.
Yeah, and it really varies state by state. I mean, even for example, in Texas, where they have these new concealed carry laws, in some cases it's up to the retailers like Walmart to actually police and make sure that people do have a license for a weapon that they're carrying. Other cases, the retailers have decided that they will go above and beyond what the law requires, either sort of out of a way to be a good corporate citizen or just to sort of make things uniform across all of their stores.
What about the long tail of firearms retail? Because it's not all Walmarts and Dicks, right? I mean, you got mom and pops all over the place.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you could have the biggest retailers, Cabela's, Gander Mountain, Walmart, just stop selling guns altogether. But a huge share, the majority of guns in this country are purchased at mom and pop shops or at gun shows, online, secondhand, people selling them. So, even if the big retailers all got on board and took some big action on their own outside of any regulation, it's not going to, completely radicalize the way guns are sold in the country because the industry is so fragmented.
Do you get any sense as you're talking to these retailers, big or small, that they are self-regulating in the face of possible legislation, either at the federal or state level?
They really maintain that it's all about business. And last year I did an article on this, and I was really pressing Walmart, and they said, no, this is pure business decision. It's about keeping their customers safe. It's about doing what's best for their business. No retailer has really yet come up and said it has anything to do with the anti-gun lobby or anything that's being said in Washington.
Shannon Pettypiece at Bloomberg News. Shannon, thanks very much.
Thank you.